following podcast is provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC, and Answers for Elders Radio.
And welcome back, everyone, to Answers for Elders Radio. And we are back here with our wonderful Daphne Davis from Pinnacle Senior Placements. And we are talking about the whole financial piece. And I think we talked briefly in our previous segment about the emotional roller coaster that families go through. But the big emotional piece of this, and really what we're getting to, is the cost of senior care, elder care, Daphne. And you probably deal with families that are in all ends of the spectrum, don't you?
I do. I have, you know, story after story after story. But I just yesterday had a phone call from an estranged nephew who hadn't been around his uncle at all, who has no family. And he was scared to death that how are we going to afford care for my uncle who could no longer be alone. And he has about $3,500 to $4,000 a month income.
And not a lot.
Not a lot. Nope. He doesn't have any savings, doesn't have anything else to tap into. But I assured that family member that said, we can find care, appropriate, quality, loving care for your uncle. So today I'd like to just kind of deal with the elephant in the room that says, how much do things cost?
Big, big question. And you know, probably the big misnomer, because every family's different.
Yes, it is. It's very different. Everybody's story is unique. Everybody's financial story and picture is unique. So please, at the beginning of this, I'm just going to say these are broad brushes. That, you know, these are not take to the bank, and Daphne said, because everything is different.
Right.
But generally, you can think about care options in three areas. One being in-home care. The second being assisted living care, and the third being adult family home care or memory care. You know, and I don't include nursing homes in my litany. One, I don't work with them, and it's a whole different kind of qualifying to be able to be there long term. So I don't think of that as a long term option for most families. But when you think about in-home care, it is a really nice option to being able to have someone stay in their home at the beginning of some changes that may be happening. And in our marketplace here in the Puget Sound area, you can generally think of that in terms of about $26, $27 an hour to as high as about $45 an hour. Big range, depends upon where you are, in what county and whatnot.
Exactly.
It also depends upon how many hours that you are wanting care. Usually in-home care has a minimum of either 2 or 4 hours that are required to contract for care. Again, this will change from your situation and from company to company. Some companies are more flexible in that. It also depends upon if you're having a split shift kind of thing. You need help in the morning or help in the evening. It might be more of a companionship that says, you know, twice a week I want someone to come and take my mom to go grocery shopping and get her nails done. Different kind of in-home care.
Right. So there's, and it does depend on how many tasks are different, the degree of care, doesn't it?
Yes, yes, it does. You contract for the services that you need.
Okay.
And it's a per hour basis. Each company will have their own protocol in terms of if they have any upfront fees for setting up or paying for, you know, so many hours ahead of time. Every company is different. So one of the things that Pinnacle Senior Placements will do is help you understand the contracts that you're looking at, or more importantly, as I say, just know what questions to ask.
Right.
You know, what things to pay attention to. Those questions are also based on whatever your highest values are as a family. That's one form of care. Looking at assisted living, and this is going to be very broad. You know, I just got some quotes for an assisted living independent studio in the Auburn area, and it was $19.95 a month for that studio. That doesn't include any care.
Right. But that's still a good deal. That's not bad.
No. But it can also, and that was for a studio. So generally in assisted living, you can look at studios, which can be, you know, maybe 300 to 400 square feet to two bedrooms that can be 1500 square feet. So it really depends upon, again, what your highest values are, what supports your quality of life. And we look at all of those options. Assisted living is generally you will pay for a rent that will include your room and board. So your meals, your utilities, housekeeping, general housekeeping, emptying the garbage. So room and board, that's one fee, and that can range. And I'm going to give you the full spectrum from, you know, the $1,900 for a studio to it could be $7,000-$8,000 for a two bedroom apartment. You know, it ranges.
Right.
An average, I would say, for a one bedroom, you're probably going to look around $3,000 to $4,000. Assisted living, you then add on a la carte charges for your care, for your support. That support might be something as simple as an escort to the dining room, that your lung capacity doesn't allow you to be able to walk to the dining room.
So you may have somebody, oxygen or something like that.
So it could be something like that. It could be managing your medications. It could be helping with showers. It could be putting TED hose on. It could be anything.
Right.
And each building has a different list of the services that they can provide. Everything that I just said to you in services are in most buildings for assisted living.
Wow.
When things get a little bit different is when there are actual health services. That could be wound care, oxygen, two-person transfers, catheter care, urostomy care. Things that get a little more medical may or may not be available in a given building.
Right.
Again, this is where a third party will be able to help streamline
what is available.
What is available for you to not, one, get overwhelmed or discouraged, but to always have the sense of hope and can-do solutions.
So talking about you getting involved, I'm just going to reintroduce you to our guests, as we all know you very well. We are talking to Daphne Davis from Pinnacle Senior Placements. And Daphne, you serve pretty much the entire greater Puget Sound area, don't you?
Yes, we do, from Olympia up to Anacortes.
That's amazing. My hometown, Anacortes.
I was just out in Port Angeles last week again.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
So we're all over the place. We're here to serve people where they need to be served.
You're a busy lady.
We are, but we still love our job. We love being able to help people and share the information that we've learned over the last 20 years.
And how many people that I talked to, I was just talking to Rebecca from Garden Court, and she was saying, we love working with Daphne. And, you know, that's the thing I think that's really great, because Daphne knows all of the properties that are out there. So if you're a family that's wanting to know about assisted living, you know, you have an encyclopedia inside your brain on, you know, what to ask, what to look for, how to, you know, how to really narrow down the search. So you're not out there like a deer in the headlights, wanting to know what to do.
I was at a senior center yesterday, and this woman just casually said she was, you know, trying to figure out things on the internet, and she wanted independent living. And I told her what I did, and she said, how come I didn't know about you? I've spent weeks trying to be able to discern. And so now we're just going to help her kind of narrow it down in that assisted living world. That's what Pinnacle Senior Placements does.
Well, and I think the second thing is, if you're looking for independent living, you know, there may be a need to eventually move into an assisted living role when you're ready. You're not there yet.
Right.
But that's certainly a consideration that you're going to ask, I'm sure. Right?
Absolutely, because that falls into the financial world of part of Pinnacle's responsibility on a small level. But we really want you to know what your options are so that you maximize your buying power of your estate and not make a buying mistake. To know what are the things coming down the road in 5, 10 years, or, you know, 2 years, or, you know, to look at disease processes that you might have. They're all in remission now, or they're not really being a problem for you. But we need to plan for that and not exhaust your funding for just today. I am a big believer in live for today, but you got to have an awareness for tomorrow as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so that's something that Pinnacle can help you in terms of what does that look like if I need more care and need to go into assisted living? Do I need to move my apartment? Can I stay in the same building? What is a floating license? You know, all kinds of things to know about.
Sure.
And those are the things that Pinnacle can help you with. Again, making a phone call to Pinnacle is not a commitment.
Sure.
Making a phone call to Pinnacle is finding out if we're the right people to be on your team when and if you do need to make changes in your housing and care. We're a part of the team that you can trust to know how and what questions to ask. I want to move into the adult family home and memory care.
Mm-hmm.
Adult family homes, most of them provide memory care. And memory care is really something that we have to really understand what makes the person tick. Who were they in their 40s and 50s? Mm-hmm. And how has some form of dementia affected them now in their 70s, 80s, and 90s?
Mm-hmm.
And be able to streamline that. So memory care itself, if you're looking at a large community, you're going to be looking, you can get as low as $5,000. Again, that's the low end,
right.
And as high as, and I hate to say this, but as high as $15,000, $18,000, $20,000
mm-hmm.
a month.
Right.
And so you really need to be aware of how to maximize your estate's buying power.
Mm-hmm.
So that's there. In an adult family home, and here I'll give you the range again, thinking Olympia to Anacortes,
right.
Not just the Seattle area. You're looking at anywhere from about $3,500 to maybe $8,000, $10,000, $12,000
a month. That's really, really important. And the key is just pick up the phone and call Daphne.
Ask your question.
Just ask a question, and I promise you that you will get a wealth of information from her. And Daphne, how do we reach you?
Easiest way is 855-734-1500. Again, it's 855-734-1500, or our website at pinnacleseniorplacements.com.
And guess what, everyone? Daphne's coming back in the next segment.
The preceding podcast was provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements LLC and Answers for Elders Radio. To contact Pinnacle Senior Placements, go to pinnacleseniorplacements.com.